Hey guys, welcome to our podcast, Heist and Slice, the true crime podcast where 1 week we talk about a heist, and the next we talk about a slice. I'm Shelby.
And I'm Nora.
And this week is a slice.
Okay, Shelby, so this week we're talking about the Galapagos Islands.
Ooh, the Galapagos.
Yeah, I figure we're going to have some of our Schitt's Creek quotes in here, but maybe not.
Do you love Schitt's Creek?
Me too. Ooh, David. That's I really wish one. I had some of his sweaters.
Right?
Those are pretty nice. All black his and white. Style. And black. Yeah. Okay. So the Galapagos Islands, I'm going to give you some background on the Galapagos Islands.
Give it to
and
me,
then we'll
baby.
Go right into it. No background story, or not very many people anyway.
All right.
But there are several people in the story, so I'm going to try to do my best not to get you confused. So the Galapagos Islands are a chain of islands found off the western coast of their owner, Ecuador.
Ooh.
The islands are rocky and dark and dusty, so it's not like what you would think of when you picture, like, oh, I'm going to go to, like, Hawaii. Like, it's not like, you know,
they're very beautiful. Protected, aren't they?
Yeah. So, in 1929, so we're jumping back some, Dr. Fred Rich Ritter.
Whoa!
Yeah, that's hard for me to say. And his partner, Dora, but it's spelled D-O-R-E. I think that's kind of cool.
D-O-R-E.
Storch, S-T-R-A-U-C-H. But anyway, decided to leave their life in Germany behind and start a new life on the island of Florina.
A Galapagos Island?
Yes. Dora was his patient. They ran off with one another. Oh. They made a home on this island out of volcanic rocks and twisted pieces of wood. So they, like, made their own, like, they're making this small community for themselves. The couple soon became rather famous, and there were articles put out in the newspapers about them living on a non-inhabited island.
Gotcha.
The two alone on the remote island, carving a life out of barren rock and battling the blistering heat. So it's really hot there. But, like, this was not heard of back then. So, like, it was, like, pretty popular.
For people just to go out in the middle of nowhere.
Right. Just to pick up their whole lives and just move. But I want to say that when I did some research, it showed that maybe she was married. So.
To somebody else?
Yeah. Like, Dora. I want to say that I read that Dora was married to somebody else. And then they ran off.
Ooh, scandal. Yeah.
As their fame spread, other settlers decided to come to the Florina Island. Most of the settlers who would come out just couldn't hack it. It's too hot, not enough.
That'd be me.
Yeah. So after a short stay, they would leave. A German family, Hans and Margaret Whitmere, and their son, however, did stay. But the Whitmeres really were not exactly friendly.
Oh.
Yeah. And they actually did not get along with Ritter or Storch. I don't know how to say her last name.
Dora.
We're going to call her Dora. And so, but they did tolerate each other. They did respect each other, but they really just did not get along. So there's already kind of drama brewing.
Tension.
But not too long after that, not too long after the Whitmeres arrived, so did, I'm going to butcher this, Eloise Werebarn de Wagner Basquet.
Sure.
Better yet, as the Baroness of the Galapagos Islands.
Okay, that's easier.
Yes, so I'm going to call her the Baroness, which is, a Baroness is like not so high royal, like kind of like on the lower end of the royal.
Gotcha.
Yeah, but she wasn't really royal. She just wanted to be a royal of the Galapagos Islands. She was accompanied by her two lovers.
Ooh.
Rudolph Lorenz and Robert Philipson.
Rudolph and Robert.
Yes. Her two German lovers. The three came with big dreams for the island.
Yeah, they did.
They announced that they were going to build a hotel on the island, which was not met with optimism.
Oh, I'm sure.
She wanted to declare herself as Empress of Florina. Yeah. Eloise was considered very attractive and would greet passing ships and passing yachts. In a skimpy outfit complete with whip and pistol.
All right.
Yes, it wasn't long until ships would go out of their way to actually just see the Baroness.
So she's bringing attention to this island.
It was said that she was very charismatic. She told, like, these wild stories. She even wrote stories and would just was out there, but beautiful. And, like, I'll show you a picture of her. She really is very pretty. Have you ever seen Stranger Than Fiction?
No.
Okay, well, she looks like the girl in Stranger Than Fiction, but anyway. So the Whitmeres and Ritter all suspected that the Baroness was going through their mail and spreading lies to passing ships and passing yachts.
Wait, hold on, what?
The Whitmeres and Ritter, so the other two families, suspected that the Baroness and Robert and
Rudolph
were going through her mail and spreading lies about the people that live there on the island. So there's a lot of drama stirring up. So things for the lovers were not so honeymoonish like they had suspected. The Baroness actually decided that she liked Philipson, Robert, more than she liked Rudolph. And she actually, like, would go on dates with him and, like, would just run off with him and then come back. Well, Robert ended up beating Rudolph. I don't know why I can't ever think of his name. Physically and mentally, like, was beating him up. Yes.
Shit.
He would run and hide at the Whitmeres' home until the lovers would return with I love yous and I'm sorrys. He would always go back, but the fights and petty conflicts between all of the settlers were becoming unbearable. So, I have some notes here, so bear with me.
All right.
On March 27th, 1934, the Baroness and Philipson disappeared without a trace. The settlers recall hearing a long, drawn-out scream, then nothing.
Okay.
Yes. Margaret Whitmere, the two stated that the two had boarded a passing yacht heading for Tahiti. They said that they had come to them, asked if they would watch their home and their belongings, and they left. Hmm. She even recalls, like, even the Baroness leaving all of her, like, most prized possessions behind, which is a little odd, right?
Yeah.
Because who would just up and leave all of their stuff? While all of this was unfolding, Rudolph is trying very hard and hurriedly to get back to Germany. He's like, let me out. I need out. I'm gone. He hired a Norwegian fisherman named... this is rough. Nuggerd. Yep. N-U-G-G-E-R-U-D.
Nuggerd.
To take him to San Cristobal. Yes. Island. Where he could catch a ferry to the mainland.
Hmm.
Yes. That was the last time anyone heard from Lorenz or Rudolph. Shelby likes Rudolph.
Yeah. Rudolph.
And a few months later, his and Nuggerd's mummified bodies were found on, I'm going to slaughter this, Marchena Island. And it's considered a barren and dry with no rain island. So nobody lives there.
Oh.
Yeah. And they don't know how they got there. But they did.
Okay.
So just a few months later, November 1934, Dr. Ritter died apparently of food poisoning after eating some poorly preserved chicken. According to the Whitmeres, he had said right before dying, so this was his last words, that, what was her name?
Eloise?
No. Dora.
Dora.
That Dora had poisoned him, but she has always denied these allegations.
Now, this is her husband.
Yes. Well, this is the one she ran off with.
Yeah.
So, Ritter and Dora were the first ones to go. They were the first settlers. And then the family, the Whitmeres, mm-hmm. with their son came. And then the three lovers. There's actually a movie about this.
Oh, okay.
Dora left the Galapagos Islands after Ritter's death and returned to Germany. She actually wrote a book about her experiences. Shelby's Kitties. I did not read any of the passages of the book. I just didn't.
Ah, fair.
This is the only information that I could really pull. Like, it's pretty dry and cut. I didn't want to do, like, a really, like, slaughter murder this time.
I just didn't want to. I'm good with it.
Margaret Whitmere died in 2000. She stuck to her story about the boat for Tahiti her whole life. Although it's said that she loved dropping hints that she knew more than what she was telling. So she was.
How old was she?
Kind of like, I have no idea. See, that happened in 34?
Yeah.
And she died in 2000? I don't know. She was old.
Damn.
So she was kind of like playing this cat and mouse game. Like, I know what happened. So Dora claimed that she and Dr. Ritter were certain that Lorenz had murdered Phillipson and the Baroness, and that the Whitmores had helped cover it up. But there's actually no evidence to this. To this day, two mysteries remain. One, where did the Baroness and Phillipson go?
Because their bodies never found, right?
Never found. And two, how did Nuggard and Rudolph end up at Marchina, which was far away from their destination, San Cristobal Island. It's Cristo. It's C-R-I-S-T-O-B-O-L-B-A-L. So this will always probably remain a mystery because there was never any bodies found.
Except for the two mummified bodies.
Except for the two mummified bodies. So, with the deaths of Dora and the deaths of Whitmere, so did this die. I mean, I know it's really short, but I just thought it was pretty interesting. I would like to know what happened. I feel like Lorenz probably offed them. What do you think?
Maybe.
Or maybe they were just done. Just done with what was going on and just topped a boat and was like, we'll just be famous and nobody will know it.
No, the Baroness? No. Right. I don't think she could win the hiding.
She was flashing.
Something happened. Something went down on that island.
Oh, yeah. Like, the movie has a lot of twists and turns. Hold on a second. I looked it up.
I don't remember.
I don't remember, and I don't know where my telephone is.
Disappointment.
The movie is called The Galapagos Affair, Satan Came to Eden. And it was...
What?
Satan Came to Eden. It was filmed in 2013.
Oh, who's in it?
Probably nobody that we know. Let's see. Oh, I lied. Kate Beckinsale is in it. Josh Radnor, the one that plays in How I Met Your Mother.
Oh,
it's Ted. He plays in it. So, yeah, they made a movie about it. And because, it's something that circled around for a really long time, and then it kind of just died down. So, yeah, that's the story of the Baroness.
Oh, it's documentary.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah, I started watching a little bit of the documentary on YouTube, so you can find it on YouTube. And if you would like to, like, look up any of their background information, you can. I just didn't because there were so many people involved. And I didn't want to get anybody confused. So, what do you guys think? Do you think that they were murdered? Do you think they ran off?
I think they were murdered.
I personally think they were murdered, too. And I think that Whitmere probably knew more than what she was letting on to believe. But what happens when you move to a secluded island with strangers.
With your young lovers.
Three. Alright, guys. Well, this was a short one.
Very short.
But I didn't want to, I don't know. I just wasn't feeling, like, in the gore mood.
Also, it's kind of a pain to do research all the time.
Really, it is. But, I mean, I really want to do JonBenet Ramsey, but it really messes with you when you have a child of your own. All you think about is, what if that was my child? So, I'm going to do her. I'm going to do the topic of JonBenet Ramsey. But
okay.
But maybe not anytime soon. I think we're going to stick with mysteries for a little bit. Maybe a little longer.
It.
Yeah.
I like it.
Let's Shelby sleep at night.
Yeah. Well, Shelby haven't been sleeping solo, so she's fine.
Shall we go, boyfriend?
No, I got three cats. Have a great day, and then I share the bed with.
That too. Anyway, Shelby's cats are into things.
It's
we do
their
have
toy.
Handles. We have handles. We have
love handles.
No. Well, yes and no. Heist and Slice Podcast is our Instagram, yep. And then Heist and Slice @gmail.com
is our email.
Yes, please send us stuff there.
Yeah.
Have you been checking it?
Request? It's dry.
Dry as so the Sahara Desert.
Dry
than the Galapagos Island.
Dry.
I bet that's what happened. I bet they chopped them SOBs up and fed them sharks. Why would they eat them?
Girl gotta eat.
I mean, Ritter had to eat and he died because he ate. So.
Never know.
So there's a bunch of mysteries there. Not only if they went missing or if they're dead, how the other two died, but also, was Ritter murdered?
Says he was.
Dun, dun, dun.
It's past my bedtime. I'm so tired.
Facebook. We have a Facebook. We didn't even.
Oh, we do have a Facebook.
So, what is that? Heist and Slice on Facebook.
Yeah. I haven't heard from Ken in a while. I wonder if he's okay. You okay, Ken? How are things?
Right. People write us on Facebook. We like getting Facebook messages.
Yeah.
It's fun. Yeah. Send us voicemails.
Yeah.
We like those too. Artwork. We like artwork.
Yeah, we do have some fan art. We need to get a picture of and put it up.
Yeah, we said that last time.
I know. We keep forgetting.
We're terrible. I have been making posts on our Facebook, though.
It's at Nora's house. She just keeps forgetting to grab it.
I do. It's really cute, too.
Mm-hmm. It's pickle.
It's pickle.
It's pretty cool.
Oh. All right, guys. Well, have a good night, day, wherever you are.